In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Tradition tells us that Saint Anne could not have children. And in her distress, she begged to the Lord for a child. And she promised that if God would be favorable to her and make her bear a child, she would give this child as a gift to God. And the child would dedicate its entire life to the things of God. God heard her prayer and the prayers of her spouse, Joachim. And the one who was childless conceived. And the joy of this conception was surpassed only by the joy of the nativity of that child. It was a girl, and her name was Mary. The parents of Mary remembered the promise that they made to God, that the child was to belong to him alone. So when Mary was 3 years old, her parents took her to the temple of Jerusalem, where she would serve the Lord day and night. And even though the child loved her parents, she joyfully left them behind for the service of God. She climbed the steps of the temple without any hesitation, without even turning her head back to look at her parents. And the child remained in the temple many years of her life. She was being prepared for a very important mission. And we learned that during the time she spent in the temple, Mary made a promise, a vow, to God Almighty. She would keep her virginity forever. So her virginity was not a fate, but a choice, an act of consecration to God. Virginity, chastity, which makes human beings similar to the angels. And as an angel is more excellent than a man, in the same way, virginity is more honorable than marriage. So Saint Anne gave her daughter as a gift to God, and Mary willfully consented to this complete offering of herself. And it was in this spirit of adoration that she made her vow of perpetual virginity, to belong to God alone forever. When it came time for the Virgin to leave the temple of God because of her age, it was decided that she would be entrusted to a just man whose name was Joseph. He would not be a threat for her consecration, but he would be the guardian of her purity. So the Virgin Mary was promised in marriage to Saint Joseph. And it was at that time that the angel appeared to the Virgin Mary and said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women." The Holy Scriptures say that Mary was troubled by the visit of the angel. Troubled because of her great modesty. As the Archangel Gabriel appeared to her in the form of a man. And it was not fitting that a young woman would be alone with a man. So Mary was troubled. Troubled again when the angel announced that she would conceive and bring forth a child. At this moment, Mary remembered her vow of virginity, and she placed this question to the angel: "How can that be if I know not men?" Meaning, how can I become a mother if I am, and I will always remain, a virgin? What about my vow of virginity? And the angel calmed to her, saying, "The Holy Ghost will come upon thee, and the power of the Most High will overshadow thee. And the one who shall be born of thee will be the Son of God." Then Mary understood that her divine maternity would not bring harm to her virginity. And so, she agreed. She consented to the words of the angel and said, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be done unto me according to thy word." And then she conceived by the power of the Holy Ghost. So Mary was a virgin before the birth of Jesus. This we all know, and even the heretics agree with us in this point. But the teaching of the church is that the virginity of Mary was perpetual before, during, and after the birth of Jesus. Perpetual, like the vow she made to God. So she conceived the Word of God without the cooperation of men. But furthermore, she brought her divine Son into the world without ceasing to be a virgin. It was not fitting that the one who came to restore all things would destroy the virginity of his mother. But the truth is that after giving birth, Mary was even more virgin than before. Because when passing through her, our Lord consecrated her virginity forever. And as he passes through, close the door after his resurrection, so he comes forth from his mother without causing injury to her integrity. That is the faith of the church. So the Virgin Mary kept faithfully her vow of virginity during her entire life. It means that she remained a virgin after giving birth to our Lord. She never had any other children. As our Lord was the only begotten of the Father, he was also the only begotten of his mother. In the scriptures, we never have mention of any other children of Mary. But if sometimes the scriptures talk about the brethren of Jesus, the scriptures intended to speak about his near relatives, and that's all. And the proof is that at the foot of the cross, our Lord entrusted the care of his mother to St. John the Apostle. Well, if Mary had had other children, she would stay with them and not with St. John. That's clear. So Mary was always a virgin before, during, and after giving birth to our Lord. This is what we mean by perpetual virginity. The world outside can say whatever it wants about purity. The world can despise it, mock it. But the fact is that our Lord wanted His mother to be a virgin, and He Himself was a virgin, in order to show the price of purity, the value of this most beautiful sacrifice in the eyes of God. So blessed are those who hear the voice of God inviting them to consecrate their lives completely to God. Blessed are those because they are in the good company of Jesus and Mary. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.